This is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Life Cope LC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram under Life Cope LC. And, of course, our website, lifecopeapp.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone or your desktop to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to our website, lifecopeapp.com. You'll find a link there, or you can go to the App Store and find it that way also. As always, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here and gives you their opinion on a variety of topics, or just tells you what's going on in my life. So, I was feeling very uninspired for today's episode. And I was trying to think why. And I was just pondering to myself, like, what's going on? You know, usually I just, it's no big deal. I just hop on and, you know, 15, 16, 17 minutes later and I'm done. But tonight, you know, I was, like, looking through my feeds and looking through everything. And it's not that I wasn't inspired. There's definitely lots and lots of things to talk about. But right now, it's really difficult to focus on a lot of the things going on in the world. When you suffer depression and anxiety, sometimes your world is just so complicated on its own. And, you know, usually I have a pretty good handle on my depression and my anxiety, but lately it's been acting up. And I think there's a variety of things that have caused that. The reason why I have such a good handle on it is because I did go to therapy for a long time. And I've learned ways to analyze myself, if you want to call it that, to sort of help when I'm feeling low. Analyze myself as in like a, almost like a self-check-in, kind of like when that check-in engine light goes on in your car, kind of giving you a warning that something might be going on. I do that, and I learned that in therapy. You know, sometimes you just have to check in with yourself and sort of see, like, what's really triggering me, what's really bothering me, and there's just so much. I couldn't even begin to talk about some of the things that are triggering me, because when you battle depression and anxiety, as so many of you probably know, is it could be anything. It could be seeing a photo of an old crush, of an old fling. It could be something as seeing what's going on in the media and in politics, and especially being an immigrant. It's difficult. Anything from just even seeing your friends take vacation and you're in a really dark place. I mean, there's so many things, so many examples I could give you. The thing is that it's not even about that. It's just, it's different for everybody. And it comes and it looks very different for us all. But at the end of the day, it's all depression. It's all anxiety that hinders us from living our best lives, you know, making the best of even the worst of situations. I'm usually really positive and can put a pretty good spin on about anything to sort of make myself feel better. But honestly, just a multitude of things from what's going on at the border, what's going on with the immigrants seeking asylum, mainly from Central America, from seeing how that's being handled, to, you know, just my personal relationship problems. And it's hard, you know. Sometimes people see a smiley face, or, you know, they see you at an event and, you know, you're doing a job and, you know, you're focused. But when you get home and you're just by yourself, it's difficult because you're alone. And sometimes it's hard to deal with. And sometimes that's a trigger in its own, you know, and you can't change that, you know. And like for me, for instance, I have pets, and that's super awesome and it helps tremendously in so many different ways. But at the same time, sometimes you still can feel those feelings, you know. And animals are so helpful, and if you've been thinking about getting a pet and, you know, maybe using them as a emotional service animal, like, I highly recommend it. You know, my pets are definitely not trained, or by any means am I saying they're emotional support dogs, but they are support. And the thing is it's so hard to lean on others when you have depression and anxiety. And I speak for myself here. It's so hard to find the motivation to even bring up what's going on with you. It's so exhausting to replay situations or scenarios, or even tell the story, you know, because you've already replayed it in your head a million times, or you've already beat yourself up about it a million times. And the thing is that it doesn't matter. You can always find an excuse as to why you don't reach out. You can always find an excuse as to why you'd rather deal with things alone. And it's hard, you know, it's hard. Like, I'm thankful that I have received therapy and that I, you know, have sought help in terms of finding information out for myself, not only in therapy, but actually putting it to use. Because, you know, people can give you all kinds of information, but if you don't actually put it into practice, it means nothing. And, you know, I'm thankful for that, because today, as I was sitting here feeling unmotivated and, you know, really thinking, why do you feel unmotivated? And reality is that I'm feeling a little depressed and a little anxious lately. And that's okay. That's normal. I'm a human being, you know. But it's just like the check turn on light, or whatever you call it. Check the engine light. You got to do some self-awareness sometimes and just sort of check in. And see, like, what really is it, you know? What's really going on with me? Because, again, as I'm sitting here tonight talking to you guys, I'm understanding so much better what's been going on with me these last couple of, you know, really days. And really understanding why some of my decision-making has been the way it's been. And sometimes loneliness can be a bitch. And sometimes that leads you to feel even more depressed and more anxious about your situation, whether you're single or whether you're in a bad relationship and you feel alone, or whether you are a teen that still lives at home, or it doesn't matter, man. Like, you can be in a room full of people and still feel like the most loneliest person in the world. You can be laying next to someone and still feel lonely. And the thing is that my feelings of loneliness have been creating feelings of depression and anxiety also. And so now that I have become aware of it, now I can focus on those feelings and emotions that I'm feeling, and actually work through them. You see, that's the thing. Oftentimes, we can recognize that there's something going on with us, but we will diagnose our friends all day long. Like, when our friends, like, confide in us, or they tell us, like, we're always so quick to give advice and give options, but why don't we do that for ourselves? Why don't we check in? Why don't we give ourselves alternatives on how to deal with situations, right? Or options as to how something might be best handled. And, like, for me, you know, it's just really, like, I haven't been meditating lately as much as I normally should, and I've been stressing over things that I have no control over. And sometimes we have to just remind ourselves to sort of wake ourselves up, you know, so we don't fall in that hole. But it's so hard. Like, so hard. And if you're nowhere there yet, trust me, I understand. It's not easy. Stay with it, man. Like, stay strong. Like, I know it's hard being depressed, and I know it's hard having anxiety and feeling lonely and, you know, having feelings of failure for whatever reasons. Like, it's just difficult existing sometimes, and seeing everything that goes on in the world makes it even that much harder. And yeah, there's plenty of people that have it worse, but that doesn't make your feelings any less invalid, you know, any less valid. Like, they are not invalid. Like, they're very valid. And that's okay. Like, even though all these things are going on in the world, like, it's okay to take time for yourself and check in and just sort of realize, like, what's triggering me? What's really going on? What's really bothering me? Pick yourself apart sometimes in the good way, you know? I don't know. It's difficult to reach out to others. So count on yourself. Like, I know everybody says, like, reach out, you know? But if you can't, like me, I'm really, I don't want to say prideful, but to myself. Like, private. Like, sometimes I laugh because I do put, like, I go on Instagram a lot and I do stories and, you know, I post and stuff, and that some people might say you're not private, but people don't know the real me. Oftentimes when someone really gets to know me, they're often surprised by the many different layers there is to me. And so for me, reaching out, it's not, I mean, my best friend and I have been best friends for 15 years. And it's so difficult to this day to, like, reach out and be like, hey, I'm having a hard time. Usually if, like, I'm already on the phone with her, then I'll tell her. But yeah, like, it's just difficult for me. Like, I'm very private when it comes to how I'm actually feeling and my emotions. So it's actually interesting to me doing a podcast and having been part of this since February. It's crazy because it's so helpful, but at the same time, I feel like I'm letting people know so much of me. But it's helpful because in real life, like, I have a hard time reaching out to my friends and my family. And my friends and family don't understand why, because I'm usually the go-to person, you know, that everybody, like, can confide in and just sort of get advice from. So it's funny how we're willing to be that thing for others that we are not allowing others to be for us. And that's a support system. And so for me, like I said, it's hard reaching out. And so I have to do a lot of self check-ins. I have to do a lot of self-analyzing. I have to do a lot of be really self-aware, which sometimes being self-aware can be, like, not a good thing. Because when you're feeling anxious already and I'm, like, being super extra self-aware, sometimes I can feel overwhelmed and become very, 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 very overwhelmingly anxious about just anything and everything to the point where I make myself feel sick. So there is a fine line, you know. Obviously, I'm not a trained professional, so I can't tell you what that fine line is for you. But I can tell you that seeking out things like a podcast, it's, like, already a great step. If you can't afford going to a therapist, there's so many great resources online that you can utilize. But the thing is that it's all about self-checking in. Check in on yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Don't wait for somebody else to notice what's going on with you. Do you know what's going on with you? Do you really know what's going on with you? Because tonight, I felt unmotivated and I just thought I was being lazy. But then when I actually checked in and realized, like, why are you feeling so unmotivated? And I realized, like, I've been feeling really anxious and stressed about everything that's been going on, not only in the world, but in my personal life. And it's been creating conflict and it's been creating stress. It's been creating depression and feelings of uncertainty. And I wouldn't have realized all of this unless I checked in. So I encourage you to find that fine point for you. I encourage you to become aware of who you are, who you really are, what triggers you, and try to be your own therapist. I know that might sound silly to some of you, but although I am thankful I had professional help, I know that what I continue to work on, it's not all my therapist's work. Like, I did the work, and she always has reminded me of that. That I'm the one that's doing the heavy lifting. All she does is place keywords and bring certain aspects to the surface for me to go through and figure out. And so if you can't afford to go to a therapist, listen, there's so many resources out there. Become self-aware. Check in. I encourage you to check in with yourself and really find what triggers you, and perhaps maybe find what de-escalates the situations where you feel better. Maybe it's doing poetry. Maybe it's getting on and doing a podcast. Maybe it's taking photos of pets, or maybe looking at videos of pets. Whatever de-stresses you, whatever makes you feel happy, do it. And become self-aware of yourself. Check in. I highly encourage you. Well, guys, that's all I have to say for you. That's all I have for you today. I hope that you're happy, you're safe, and you're well. And as always, you can write to us on Facebook and Instagram, LifeCope LLC, our website, lifecopeapp.com, if you'd like to keep up with me and what I'm up to here in town, or Monday through Friday with the radio show. You can go to nancyiperez.com, and you can find all tons of information and blog posts on travel if you're interested in that. As always, thank you for checking me out, and I'll catch you next week. See ya.